This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of
The Shade.
The Shade with your shady hosts,
Session Tabo. Yes.
Welcome back, and today we're going to kick off straight into. I shouldn't have said off. I should have just said kick straight into and then off came out. So we're going to kick off.
Yeah.
Into.
What we call.
Trash talk. So we have decided to create a segment called Trash Talk. Basically, it's just a shady term for a debate. But it does have a slight difference to it.
Slight offensive.
Yes. So Trash Talk is a segment where we get two people in.
Two DJs.
And they have to debate on a certain topic. So each time we'll choose a different topic. But yes. The winner of the debate is the person who trash talks the other the best.
So it's not about
who is right and who is wrong.
Yes. We don't.
No. It's like, you know, at school, you go into an exam, especially for like in South Africa, we have a subject called life orientation, but they also do it in history.
Yeah.
Where you have to debate your points, and it's not about whether the answer is right or wrong, but it's giving your opinion, and you just have to explain or back your opinion up well enough for them to give you the marks.
Yeah.
So this is it.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter what your opinion is, as long as you trash talk the other person, yeah, that's what we're rating you on.
And you stand your ground and win.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. So that is trash talk.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like me and you one day should do a trash talk session. Just the two of us.
No.
I think we should.
I don't think it's advisable. Because then...
We might have an R rating on the show. But
too much shade.
But it could be cool, Tabo.
No, we should consider it, though.
I would just like to put this out there, especially to all the Active FM DJs, but to everyone. You guys think that me and Tabo don't shade one another?
No, we do.
I think we shade each other more than we shade other people.
Yes.
So before you get offended, before you think we're mean, before any of that, I would just like to say a disclaimer. Mm-hmm. We shade one another.
Yes.
I think we should do that show to show
that we do.
That we do shade one another.
That charity starts at home.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Charity. So we kick it off here and then we go and share it with the world.
Half of what we kicked off here first.
Yes.
So
half.
It's not, it's not the full blown thing. But today we're actually leaving the shade to our two victims in trash talk.
Mm-hmm.
We're leaving it to them.
Yes.
So we're just gonna be facilitators. We're just there to listen.
Observers.
To observe, to find out or to see who trash talked better.
To witness
the shade. Trash of the talking. So Tabo, what is our topic? For this trash talk session, except everyone knows our topic because they would have seen the name of our show. But anyway, what's the topic?
I'm going to tell it anyway. I'm going to tell it like you never saw it.
Right.
So our topic for today is the great battle between two filming...
Cinematic universes.
Ooh.
That's what they're called.
Filming studios.
No. They're okay. Cinematic universes.
Today's topic is Marvel versus DC.
Marvel versus DC, which is a very, very big debate in the world.
It's deal breakers.
It is.
I hear couples out there
breaking up.
Yep.
Because, yeah?
Yeah.
So, Tabo, if you had to pick Marvel, the Marvel Cinematic Universe or the DC Cinematic Universe, which would you choose? And why?
Okay. So, just to clarify, I watch both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy both of them. It's just that I enjoy Marvel's movies more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because of the characters. But I also enjoy DC movies as well, but not as much as the Marvel ones. So I am to Marvel, but also I admire the
you
DC
admire
quality.
The DC?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
I'm slightly towards Marvel's side, not in the middle.
It's like 75% Marvel.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not fully Marvel. You'll watch a DC film.
I will.
Okay.
And I will enjoy it.
You will enjoy it.
If it is good. Yes.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So for me personally, I am a Marvel fan. If you listen to the movie show, me and Ryan are both Marvel fans.
Extremely biased.
No, I'm not biased.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
So the reason I enjoy Marvel films, one of the main reasons I enjoy Marvel films is the humor.
The humor in the movies.
So Marvel, all of their films have humor. And in fact, one of my favorite Marvel films out of all of them is Thor Ragnarok.
Ooh.
And that film, that's they got a comedian to direct it. So like it's like seriously, seriously funny. And that's actually one of my favorite films in the whole cinematic universe. So for me, the humor is what captures me.
Oh, yes.
With DC, they do have humor, but it's not as much as Marvel.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons. The other reason with DC is I do find their films slightly blasphemous. So I once watched Superman Man of Steel. And I was just like, this is so blasphemous. I'm not saying Marvel's not blasphemous. Marvel is blasphemous. But like that one film, I didn't even watch it to the end. I was just like, But then saying that, I really, really enjoyed Aquaman. Like, Aquaman was brilliant. That film, we went to watch it in cinemas. So I actually went to even watch it in a cinema.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Ooh.
And we went to watch it because family members of ours actually told us that it was good. So we went to watch it because it was good. So I really enjoyed Aquaman. Wonder Woman, we watched and did a movie show review on it. And I surprisingly enjoyed it. I didn't expect to enjoy. And Wonder Woman 2 is now coming out. And I want to go watch it, especially because it's set in the 1980s. And I'm a big fan of the 80s. So, like, that's like, yay! And then also Shazam. We also did a movie review on Shazam, which I also was like, because I don't really know. Yeah. But Shazam, and Shazam was very funny. Shazam, they brought in. That's what I enjoyed about Shazam. So, there are good DC films. I haven't watched. I'm not a DC, like, diehard DC fan that watches every film that comes out.
Yeah.
So I haven't watched Justice League. I've watched Batman, obviously. There's been lots of Batmans that have come out. So, And obviously, Superman, you know the story of.
Him, that guy.
Yes.
Is it Clive? Clark.
Sorry. Clark Kent, yes. Clark. Clark Kent. So. I am a Marvel fan, but I won't slate DC because they do have good films. So I'm not saying they're terrible.
Yes.
There are some films I don't like of this. But there are. I just named those three films that I really thoroughly... I used to slate DC. I used to be like, no.
Nothing.
No. Then I watched Wonder Woman. I was like, oh. Then I watched Aquaman. And I was like, ah. And then I watched Shazam. I was like, okay, fine. I'll give them the three good films. But I do have my reasons for preferring Marvel films.
Okay.
But we're not going to allow our opinions in the trash talk. The trash talk is purely based on the trash talk.
We are going in as neutrals.
We're going in as neutral. We're just going to listen to the trash talk. And that is it. And then we will make our decision based on the trash.
That was talked.
Yes, not on... Whether it's DC versus Marvel.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So the two victims that we have today actually are two DJs. The reason we came up with this concept was we were listening to the Active FM live shows that happen where it's actually pretty cool because a lot of the DJs from different shows come together and then do a live.
Yeah.
You can go find it on the website if you look under Active FM live shows. And this week we had Jamie, who is from the Love Show, and we had Calvin, the housemaster, who's from the sporting base or house
master
mixers.
Yes.
Yes. So they were in a discussion and we didn't actually listen to the full live. We just heard them go into a discussion about DC versus Marvel.
And then we had an epiphany.
Yeah, we were like,
Ha! Yes.
Yes. So to give you a heads up, Calvin is diehard DC.
Yeah.
Jemima, diehard Marvel.
One way.
And so now we're going to go into trash talk where Jemima will try and trash talk Calvin into Marvel being the best.
Yes.
Calvin will try and trash talk Jamie in DC being the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Tabo, are you ready to observe?
I am ready to observe.
Let's do this. And all right, here we go. The trash talk may start now.
So, I just want to make a point here, right? Firstly, DC's best movie is about a male mermaid man with mommy issues.
Oh.
Let's just put that out there. That's your best. That's the best you could do.
That was the last time he checked. Probably like last year, 2 years, 3 years ago. Guys, we all know that DC has one of the best movies. I'll just give you a taste. Okay, by the way, Marvel, the only movie they've made it with so far, it's Black Panther and Endgame. That's it.
Ooh.
They don't have...
That's not even possible. Black Panther. Let's begin. Let's talk about Black Panther. All these movies, Marvel has a Marvel universe. All these movies lead up to one thing.
They linked.
They linked together. Oh. I mean, this was in the plan all along. It's been in the plan.
That's the thing. That's why they're not nice. You know why? Because they linked.
Unlike DC, that is disconnected.
Oh! How's disconnected DC? Okay, D, I know it's disconnected. Oh, so this and the connected. Okay. Oh, no. Okay, that's horrible. That's not true.
Okay, so I'm sure you can all hear that that's what a DC fan sounds like. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know.
Fire.
Okay, let's do this to check if really I don't know what I'm talking about. Give me 10 Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Captain America, Captain Marvel, no Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man.
Yes.
Mm.
Iron Man 1.
Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 3.
That does not count.
I am not even finished.
Oh.
I am not even finished.
We're not finished.
We had Black Widow.
We're having Black Widow still.
And we're having Black Widow still. I'm telling you. Endgame. Endgame ended DC. Does anyone even still know which superheroes are in DC?
Yep. Okay. Next question.
Questions.
How many... Give me 7 characters of Marvel.
Okay. Firstly, I can give you 10. But is this an interview or are we actually in a debate here?
No, I'm checking if you know your facts, if you know what you're talking about, you know.
Calvin, okay, so I'll give you 10. And then if I give you 10, you've got to give me 10 DC characters. And by the way, never mind, the DC characters do suck, so I understand if you don't remember them.
Oh!
But let's get started. Oh. Okay, so in DC, we've obviously got Captain America, we've got Thanos, we've got Iron Man, we have got Spider-Man. Are you still with me? Are you still with me, right? We've got the Black Panther. Who do you have on your side? No. We're continuing, aren't we? We've got Captain Marvel, right? Mm-hmm. We have the whole team. What is that green-faced girl with the red hair? I forgot her name was. But I like her. And that's by the way, DC doesn't have anyone. Doesn't have anyone at the level of Batista, who acted in their movies.
Batista?
Yep.
As in the wrestler?
Yep.
He's there.
No, he's cousin.
He's in the Guardians of the Galaxies.
Guys, well, unfortunately, I have to say this. I have horribly... It's only a DC fan here with the amount of Marvel supporters. So I'm not sure if I'm going to win.
No. Just to clarify.
So the truth is that you're going to be a crybaby about the thing.
Whoa. Clarify, Tavo. Clarify.
We are just observing this one, Calvin. Yes. It's not 3-1.
You know why I called it 3-1?
Why?
Because you just told Jemima Iron Man 1 and 2. I was like, okay.
No, that was just a joke. DC,
there must be a Marvel
okay,
fan.
Okay, fine. Then, Shazam.
No, Shazam
Wonder
is
Woman.
DC.
Yeah, I'm naming DC films.
Doing it for you.
For you.
We know our facts.
We know our facts.
Yes, give me 10. Give me 10.
Justice League.
Let's go, Seth.
Superman. Batman.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, the whole squad.
The whole squad.
That makes sense.
By the way, your Batman movie fights with Superman make it look like animal cruelty. Just letting you know.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hitting you with some policies.
Okay. Is there... Okay, I don't know if... Okay, guys, this is what I'm going to say. I've always hated Marvel. But I've never found like bad stuff about Marvel. But from this day forward... I really do not like Marvel because of what Marvel fans just did here now. They're ripping DC off. But we know DC is the best, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I'm speechless.
All right, you guys have 8 minutes left to trash talk. The person who wins is the person who trash talks the other person the best.
Calvin, right, fight for DC.
Okay, so... We've already spoken about your whole disconnected DC life because it looks like everyone is just everywhere and just not understanding each other and these superheroes never unite. But on the Marvel side, everyone knows everyone. It's like a family.
That's good.
Is that it? Okay, so can we just conclude to the fact that Marvel is better than DC?
In the Marvel's supporters' opinion.
I just feel like it's fact. I feel like this is fact that Marvel is better than DC. Did you know that they were booking cinemas out for Endgame? Finished. People buying the tickets. It was happening.
But can I add? This is besides the point. Actually, no. It's in the point. So my friends and I went to go watch Endgame, right? We're supposed to watch Endgame. But when we got there, the tickets were sold out. So instead, we had to go watch Shazam.
Which was an awesome movie, by the way.
It was awesome.
Wait. Shazam was awesome.
It was awesome.
We all know second place isn't as good as first, though.
I feel like
she just trash talked you, Tavo.
But let's be honest. Like, if you are a superhero movie fan, DC is the side chick right now. It's just a matter of fact.
It's not true.
Calvin, fight, man.
What more do you? Can't you say it's not like, true?
Okay, this is why I say DC is the side chick. As Tavo stated, I mean, the first goal, man, is Marvel. You go for the Marvel movie, but I mean, like...
That's not what I said.
Yeah, for a fact, it's really a fact, didn't. Though. You go for the Marvel movie, and then, because Marvel's finished, what else can you do? Then you go to DC.
Well, there was Marvel's last movie.
Okay, let's talk about your X-Men. What happened to them? They went non-existence all of a sudden.
X-Men is Marvel.
Is that Marvel?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Taken over. How is X-Men even Marvel?
Oh my goodness, Jamie, you just gave it to Calvin. X-Men is Marvel. How do you not know X-Men is Marvel?
So you criticized your own.
You criticized Marvel there.
No, Marvel is definitely horrible.
Okay, so if you don't take the bait with that, I don't know what's going to happen.
Calvin, why is Marvel horrible though?
Because of who's this? Thor. I don't like Thor.
You don't like Thor?
So
why not?
From the last movie I watched him, Endgame, he was fat. He was in a horrible shape. For a first DC movie. Okay, it wasn't the first one I'd watched.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What happens one day when your wife picks up weight?
No, I mean, that's fine. I mean, he's a superhero.
Oh, so a superhero can't, but your wife can.
A superhero can't pick up.
Basically, what Calvin is saying here is that Marvel's superheroes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be the best with the inverted commas.
Yeah.
But they're fat, they drink, they're out of shape.
But they're funny.
That's besides the point. Comedy doesn't save people. So he's saying your superheroes are not superhero
material.
Material.
Is that what you're saying,
that's
Calvin?
What he's saying.
Yeah, well, none of your superheroes have his hammer, so I don't understand even if he's fat, the hammer still works.
I don't think he was a superhero still after Captain America picked up his hammer, you know what I'm saying? Because he's a god. No one's supposed to pick up his hammer.
Technically, with the hammer, it was whoever is worthy of the hammer.
Speaking of who's worthy, I don't see any DC fans or any DC comic strip people or whatever you call them, if they're even characters these days. I don't see any of them picking up that hammer. So I'm just putting that out there to state as a matter of fact. I just feel like all Marvel fans should unite. DC, we don't know what's happening there. We actually don't know. If we have to name the DC movies, you know, it's Aquaman, Batman. As a matter of fact, the villains are more popular than the actual main characters. I mean, Harley Quinn... We've got the Joker. And by the way, every person that plays the Joker seems to go left.
You know, that's what I normally hear from someone from DC haters, you know, they pick on who's this, the Joker first, you know, because that's the whole point. That's why it's called the Joker, man. He's supposed to, like, entertain you in a killing, I don't know, kill and entertain. That's the whole point is there. I don't know. I think so. But yeah, the fact that I don't know a lot of stuff about DC does not change the fact that I'm still a DC supporter, you know?
So you're supporting something you don't know anything about?
No, I do know. I know quite a lot of stuff about DC. I know the founder of DC. I know where it was found, you know, and...
It was found in the dustbin, let's just say.
Oh!
Okay. Jamie, who's the founder of Marvel?
It's the guy that does the cameo every time. Stanley something.
Stanley!
That's what I can remember.
Now, there already is it's a horrible example, guys, not to know the founder of your... Okay, I think you worsted me for the fact that you don't know who was the founder of Marvel, but you still support Marvel.
So who is the founder of DC?
Remember the name. I just need to... it was... Kelman... Nicholson. I know there's a Nicholson.
That's not enough.
Willa Nicholson. It's Willa Nicholson. Malcolm, yes. Malcolm Willa Nicholson.
Oh,
it was found in California in 19...
Oh, he knows the year?
34, yes.
Oh, sure. Oh.
That just goes to prove it is a very old dustbin. Nevertheless, if we want to just talk about the Joker here, right? Number one, it's a joke. Number two, your best villain is a demented comedian that never made it.
Hectic.
That's a lot. Our best villain had the ability to wipe out half of life in the universe. Let's just talk about who sucks here.
Marvel.
I think we can all agree that it's DC.
All right. We have run out of time. Any last words? Calvin, what is the last thing you'd like to say? The last thing that might just trash talk Jamie into the trash bin and send Marvel with her.
I pray that Marvel get better characters, you know. As in, I don't know. What's Iron? What the hell is Iron Man, you know? I've never liked him from the first time I saw him.
See, this is what we wanted.
A Hulk. What the hell?
You
who creates such?
This is what we wanted, Calvin. Who else? Name them. Shame them.
You see, I don't even know them because they're not entertaining, man.
Ooh.
Oh! Ooh.
Hectic. They're not entertaining.
That's a day. I just every time I watch Marvel movies, it doesn't make sense to me. You know?
Just laugh to yourself.
Yeah, it's
disgusting.
It's a disaster.
I would just like to make my final words and just make the statement here: DC is what is wrong with our generation.
Oh,
that's all from me.
She blames it all on DC.
Oh my goodness! All right, so we will now decide. Who won this trash talking session?
We have observed. We have witnessed.
That was hectic.
An epic battle.
Of trash.
Trash, yes.
can just put that in your dustbin and...
It was a dirty one.
Right, it was not hygienic at all.
And now it is time for us to make our final verdict.
Final verdict, yes. And we have come to a decision.
Yes.
Yes.
A mutual decision.
It is a mutual decision, yes.
And the winner of this particular battle, the winner of the first ever
Trash Talk
champion, reigning champion, is...
The dirty winner.
The person who is full of rubbish.
And like all fits, it's like, that's them.
Is...
Drum roll, please.
Jamie!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, yeah, of course they choose Jamie because they're Marvel and she's Marvel. No.
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 No, no, no.
Some of the bars that Jamie dropped, they were...
Ooh, they were hectic, man.
Who? Huh? Not PG.
Calvin did drop bars.
He did?
But I feel like he got tired.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he came up again.
Yep.
And then you felt like we were ganging up on him. And we were even trying help him.
We weren't.
Yes.
I like 14. Like,
yeah.
Like,
I was like, naming DC like characters. Like
20 seconds each.
Right.
You know, we tried to boost him.
We did. We tried to boost him. But
yes. Yeah.
His dustbin was empty this week.
Yes. Jamie had a lot of rubbish to throw at him.
Yes.
Yeah.
He unfortunately had recently taken out the trash and was sitting with an empty dustbin.
Oh, towards the end, though, his dustbin did fill up.
It did fill up, yes.
But the,
it was too late. Yeah, the, it was too late into the trash talk.
Yes, that the recycling truck had already arrived. Mm-hmm. And yes, it took all his trash away.
Mm-hmm. It did take all his trash away.
Unfortunately.
Yes. So yes, this has been Trash Talk. First winner ever, Jamie from The Love Show. Mm-hmm. But there will be more Trash Talk talks coming your way.
Yep.
With interesting topics. If you have a topic that you'd like us to trash talk or get DJs, maybe you've listened to a show and you want DJs to get into a trash talk competition, then let us know, and you can let us know via all our social media pages. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab, Reddit. Ooh. We also on WhatsApp, so you can WhatsApp us. You can find the number on our Instagram bio.
Boom.
And we are on
Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, YouTube, Spotify, Parler, Sesh.
I said Parler, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
I feel like I said Parler, Gab, Reddit.
Oh. Yep, you can catch us all there.
And you can catch us on www.activefm.co.za. We have an awesome... We really do have an awesome website.
No, we do.
That is how we actually find our shade, our show to shade. Mm-hmm. We go on the website, we look at the recent shows, we scroll down there, we look at the names.
We first look at the pictures, though, because they are beautiful pictures.
Oh, we yes. do.
And the website itself is a beautiful one.
We stare in awe for 5 seconds at how amazing the website is. And then we're like, okay, let's shade. Go find Shade. But that is where you can catch us. And the Shade will return next week with Same another time. Shady topic.
Like we always do.
Like we always do, man.
Drop it like it's dark.
We bring the shade. We drop it like it's what?
Dark.
Oh. It's like, I'm pretty sure I heard a K. And hot does not have a K at the end.
Ah. Yes. From us
to you.
Goodbye.
Peace out.
Against the wall, pulling me down, just so you can see who we are now. Can't see no.